Hello, everyone. I think we're going to go ahead and get started. I know some people are still eating, but this is officially the IABS business meeting. So IABS runs it like a meeting. So we need to take roll. So if I can pass the mic around, and then if everyone can just like state their name. I'm Katie Lenham.
Janet Lenham.
Dean Wakefield.
Kelly Wakefield.
Marcus Anderson.
Thank you. Javon Baker.
Jalea Anderson.
Sebastian Vladimirovich Rodionov.
Becky Dinoy.
Maria.
Randy Dinoy.
Elena Dinoy.
Amy Lund.
Jonathan Casey.
Kevin Hildebrandt.
Good morning, Francisco Chang.
Good morning, Patty Chang.
Patrick Olson.
Steve Estelis.
Emma Meyer.
Julia Chang.
Zachary Griego Dreiser.
Adrian Falconer.
Denise Brown.
Amy Bosco.
Leslie Hamrick.
Good morning, everyone. Glenn Moore. I'm the IABS treasurer, and I did want to make a quick announcement for elections today. If you want to vote, and also if you want to run, you have to be current with your dues. So please, if you're not, come see me at the back middle table.
Nancy Gardner.
David Meyer. Bob Gardner.
Kathy Randall.
Bob Widman.
Don Jordan.
Linda Hendel.
Good morning, Denise Avant.
Debbie Stein.
Good morning, this is Luke Schwenk.
Aziz Zaidia.
Ashley Eisenminger.
Adnana Sarek.
Sarah Wilkinson.
Good morning, this is Bill Reif.
Joe Ruffalo.
Did I miss anyone?
Tori Clark. Sorry for my late appearance.
Did I miss any? Oh, Byron.
Byron Lee.
All right, anyone else that I missed?
Nope.
Okay, so since I have the microphone, I'm going to go ahead and start with the President's Report, and then I'll give it to Glenn for the Treasurer's Report. So over the past year, I was my official first year's IF president. Before that, I was acting president. So over the year, we finished out state convention last year, and then our next big event was student seminar, which was in April. We started Friday night, the night before we normally do, with a pizza party that, if you were there, was quite kind of memorable. So we did that. That was kind of like a mini fundraiser thing. Then Saturday was our actual student seminar. We had, I think, Emma and Jalea and Tori, and I know there was more, but I can just think of those off the top of my head. So, Sebastian. So we had a lot of presenters. We had Tori did something about guide dogs because she has a guide dog. We did stuff about extracurriculars, living in college, things like that. So that was our student seminar. Then after that, we had some students attend a national convention, which is very exciting. We also had as well as Emma, participated with Bell Program, and we helped mentor. I helped mentor in both Springfield and Chicago, and Emma helped in Chicago. Let's see here. Emma also is on our board, and she went to Minnesota for Blind Inc., as she spoke about yesterday. We have members participating in Freedom Link. We have, and then our next big thing, obviously, was this weekend. Friday night, we had IAB's Idol, which was a very successful event again this year. We also did the 50-50 raffle, which Amy won last night at the banquet. Then we have our business meeting today. We also had the student lunch yesterday. We had some presenters from Pearson and the Illinois Bureau of Blind Services, as well as our lovely NABS rep, Luke. And then this morning we're having our breakfast business meeting, and we're gonna have elections a little bit later on. So that's kind of just been what's going on this past year. I'm gonna give the microphone over to Glenn, and he can do our treasurer's report.
Well, good morning, everybody. So now you heard the exciting version of that story. Now you hear it told through interpretive numbers. So we'll go ahead and start. The IAB's treasury beginning balance was $1,815. Over the year, total expenses were $1,272. Total income, I spelled that INCO, but I didn't have to tell you that, was 1,000, I am an honest person. The total income was $1,829. The current net balance is $2,372.64. No water on the laptop. So we're going to start with the spring seminar. I'm going to itemize just events by expense and then by its income. Spring seminar, BEO, or the general costs of putting on a seminar. The student seminar's portion was $550. And for those who might not know, our spring seminar this year was three seminars. Students had one portion of it. There was also a parent and TBI seminar, which is not part of our treasury. Seminar registrations were $120. Student seminar raffle netted $207. The icebreaker pizza party costs were $166.25. Money brought in $40. General donations, this is throughout the year, $100. Laptop bags, so the arrangement with the laptop bags is that this was a joint fundraiser from the students and the state affiliate. So the costs are representing half of that. Students paid half and then received half of the total revenues. Costs, $555.32. Total brought in so far, $1,700. And I believe there's still a small amount remaining, but most of the money, it's all in. Okay. Thanks, Patty. Membership dues, $60. There was no cost to that, of course. That was income. IEBS idle registrations went very well this year. We received, I didn't subtotal how much was received before the event, but we brought in $165 actually at the event from, you know, song requests. The total was $315. So that was pretty good this year. Mm-hmm. And the state convention raffle, after the split, because it's 50-50, so the net, 50-50 raffle, so the net was $137. Although Amy Lund was so generous to redonate not only what she had won, but doubled it, because Amy is just awesome. And she does deserve a round of applause for that. And since you did applaud, that is the conclusion of my IEBS Treasury report for the year. Thank you very much.
Everyone in favor of approving the report, say aye. Anyone against? Okay, so the reports have been approved. Amy would like to make a quick announcement.
Hey everyone, so hey everyone, so I know we've heard the announcement about our student social today at General Session, and I would just like to have a count of how many people who are interested, because I haven't heard back from any people, and I'd like to know if we should still go ahead with that. So if anyone is interested, or plans on attending, could you please say aye?
Aye.
Or your name? So that was just Glenn and Emma. So I might pass this motion to cancel this event. Do I need to? Yeah. Thank you.
More seconds.
Third.
Everyone in favor of canceling the student social this afternoon, say aye. Anyone against canceling the student social? Okay. So I think up next is the big portion of our breakfast, which is elections. So, did anyone need to still pay dues for IEBS? I will go around. Does anyone else still need to pay dues?
Okay, while Katie's going around breaking kneecaps and getting what's owed, I will I want to kind of briefly explain. I roomed with a Jersey guy. He taught me a lot. I'm going to kind of explain elections. As I understand, all the positions are up for election. Is that right, Katie? I'll take that as a yes. All positions are up. So, gotcha. So we have all five officer positions open. That's president, first and second vice president, treasurer, and secretary. And then we have three board positions available. So, basically, I've been asked to facilitate these elections by President Lenham, and I will announce each position from top to bottom, and then I will take nominations from the floor. After three calls for nominations, there'll need to be a motion to cease nominations. After that motion is seconded and passed, if there is two people for the same position, we will give each person 30 seconds to a minute to speak as to why they would be the best person for that position. It'll be in order of the first one to be nominated to the last. We will then take a voice vote. If I determine as the person chairing these elections that it is too close to call via the voice vote, we'll take a standing vote. Is there anybody that can serve as counters in the room for in the event of a standing vote? Oh, I apologize. Did everybody hear that, or do I need to take Julia the mic?
Should the vote move to a contested election, we're going to hand out secret ballots to all eligible voters, and then we'll let you know if you would like to vote for candidate one, please rip off one corner. If you would like to vote for candidate two, please rip off two corners.
Okay, and so we do the voice vote first, though, right? Okay, good. That's good to know. Okay, so does everybody understand the process? Any questions before we get started? Okay, great. So the first position up for election, president. Do we have any nominations for the IABS president? Yes, sir. I am heading your way. One second.
There is no, I'm sorry, there's no relation, but I do nominate Emma Meyer.
Okay. We have a nomination for Emma Meyer for president. Emma, would you meet me up at the front? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? For president, are there any other nominations? There is a motion. Okay, there is a motion that has been seconded to cease nominations and Emma Meyer be accepted as president by acclamation. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and Emma Meyer is the new IABS president. Would you like to say a few words, Emma?
Well, thank you, everyone, for all your support. I look forward to being president and building the federation so we can live the lives we want. Thank you.
Okay, the next position will be first vice president of IABS. Are there any nominations for first vice president? There's a nomination for Adrian Falconer as first vice president. Will you please join me in the front? Are there any other nominations? Oh, I completely forgot. Adrian, do you accept the nomination? I forgot to do that for Emma. Adrian, do you accept? Okay. Are there any other nominations? There is a nomination to cease nominations and accept Adrian as first vice president. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations, Adrian Falconer. Would you like to say a few words?
I just would like to thank everybody, and I look forward to having another year as first vice president.
Thank you very much. The third position will be for second vice president. Are there any other are there any nominations for first or for second vice president? Amy Bosco, do you accept the nomination? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? There's a motion that has been seconded to cease nominations and accept Amy Bosco as second vice president of IOPS. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Congratulations, you're the second vice president. You know, I think I'm just gonna walk it over. Where are you, Amy? Are you? Just an opportunity to say a few words.
I would just like to say that I'm really grateful to be a part of the board for another year and lead us and our students to great things in the future.
The next position up will be for secretary. Do we have any nominations for secretary of IAPS? Julia, do you accept the nomination? Oh, Jalea, sorry. Jalea, do you accept the nomination? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? There is a motion that has been seconded to cease nominations and accept Jalea as secretary by acclamation. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Congratulations, Jalea. Where are you at in the room? Is Jalea here? Oh. Okay.
Thanks, everyone, for your support, and I look forward to another year on IAPS.
Next will be treasurer of IAPS. Do we have any nominations for treasurer? I'll just count that as a seconded motion. Glenn, do you accept the nomination? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations for treasurer of IAPS? We have a second for the motion. There has been a motion that's been seconded to cease nominations and accept Glenn Moore's treasurer by acclamation. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Congratulations, Glenn, as the continuing treasurer.
Well, thank you all very much. Your confidence really does mean a lot to me, and no matter what hard work we have to do, I always enjoy doing it for the Federation. Thank you.
Isn't that sweet? And now we have, I'm not quite sure of the board, like official numbers, so we'll just say the first board position of three that is up for election. So the first board position, are there any other nominations? Where did Katie leave? I don't know this. Do any of the officers that have been reelected know? She just told me there was 3 board positions. She didn't tell me.
Position 2 are both up, and board position 4 is mine, so they'd be finishing up my term.
So the first, so the board position 1 and 2 are up, and that will be the 2-year term, and then we'll wrap it up with Emma's vacated position, and that will be finishing out the 1 year of that term. So, are there any nominations for board position 1? We have a nomination for Deborah Stein. Deborah, do you accept the nomination? Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations?
She's here.
Katie Lynham, do you accept the nomination? I guess that means she can't be elected. Hey, this is business, people. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Is there a second? Is there a second for the motion that nominations? Okay, there's been a motion that has been seconded that nominations cease and Debbie Stein be elected by acclamation. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Congratulations, Debbie. Let me make my way over there.
Thank you. It's such an honor and a privilege to be a member of this board and to work with our student group. I love watching the students develop into leaders. It's great.
Thank you, Debbie. Next up is board position 2. This is the full 2-year term. Are there any nominations for board position 2? This is awkward. Are there any nominations? It was currently held by Jalea, if I heard that correctly. But Jalea has vacated that. Yes, sir. Javon, do you accept the nomination? Javon declined the nomination. Are there any other nominations? Tori Clark, do you accept the nomination? Tori Clark accepted the nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? There has been a motion to that nominations cease and Tori Clark be elected to board position 2 by acclamation. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Tori Clark, congratulations. Getting my steps in this morning here.
I'd like to thank Amy for the nomination, even though I was originally going to go for Emma's vacant seat. Since board position number 2 was declined and no one else was being nominated, I thought I'd step up to the plate. And since it's just a board position, because I know I said last year that I didn't want to really get very involved with IABS because I had so much going on. But since it's just a board position, I think I'll be able to rise up to the occasion.
And now we have board position number 4, which was Emma's position. It'll be a finishing a 1-year term. Are there any nominations for board position 4? Javon Baker, do you accept the nomination? Of course you do. Considering who it came from. Are there any other nominations? Aziz, do you accept the nomination? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Jada, do you accept the nomination? Okay, Javon and Aziz, can you come up? Can you start making your way up to the front, please? Not on the stage, but in front of the stage.
Over here.
Are there any other nominations?
Over here, Aziz.
Are there any other nominations? That's been like 5 times, people. Okay, there's been a motion that nominations cease and we begin the election process. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, so Javon was nominated first, so he will speak first for 30 seconds to a minute as to why he thinks he would be a good board position 4 incumbent. And then Aziz will have 30 seconds to a minute. Then we will do a voice vote. If that is inconclusive, we will do a secret ballot.
Thank you very much. First of all, I appreciate the nomination from Julia Anderson. I think I will be a good IAVS board member because I have the drive and I have a little bit of experience in leadership. I want to prove myself as a useful asset to this organization and someone who wants to prove himself to be a valuable family member and someone who can bring others to the organization. I want to show that I have the courage, I have the knowledge, I have the, what would I call it? The skill, I guess. I would say the emotion, to want to,
Even though I've only known NFB and NFBI for a few days, I'm running for this position, and I have the experience. I was president of my Leo's Club in my high school, senior counselor at a camp down in Michigan, and editor at a newspaper. So I have the leadership, and what better way to get involved in an organization like this than to join in a board position, being a part of making decisions for this board. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to vote for Javon first, just keeping with the order. So all those in favor of Javon for board position number 4, please say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor of Aziz for board position 4, say aye.
Aye.
In my opinion, it was too close to call in a voice vote, so we will begin the secret ballot. For Javon, we will have you rip off the top corner of your secret ballot. Okay, any corner, one corner for Javon, 2 corners for Aziz, please.
Only vote if you have paid dues within the past year to IAPS or a scholarship winner or Freedom Link or otherwise comped by IAPS. We do. I'm going to pass those out right now.
For the breakfast, these are the tickets that don't have any holes in them. If you turned in all the rest of your tickets, they're also red. The breakfast tickets are red. They don't have any holes, no corners off, whatever. I would also like to suggest that this is going to be a close election. Both of these young men are very talented. So whichever one of you does not win this election, it's not going to make any difference. If you want to be active, you call in. You'll be put to work. Please, I'm always excited when we see people, more than one person, want these positions. So you can be active and not have a board seat.
This is juicy. I like it. I don't like this acclamation stuff. I know you Illinoisans enjoy it, but I would like to echo Patty Chang's sentiments. We're very excited for I don't know how new Javon is to the organization itself, but I know he's been around for a couple years given his experience at national convention. So I'm glad that he's willing and ready to step up and take a bigger role. And it's always refreshing to see somebody such as a scholarship winner who's not familiar with the organization want to jump in and also get involved. So positions mean little. It's about the work you do and the work you're willing to do. So don't be discouraged. Either way. Hi. This is why we do standing vote at the NABS meeting. This year, the officers at least were uncontested. This is the last position up for election this year. Yes, it'll be for 1 year. It's finishing Emma Meyer's term. Madam President's term. A reminder, one corner is for Javon, two corners is for Aziz. Aziz obviously votes for Javon. I turned one. Now that's respect. If it wasn't an accident. So a mushroom walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "We don't serve your kind in here." And he's like, "Well, why not? I'm a fun guy."
This is a business meeting.
Does anybody else have a ballot that Julia needs to come and pick up? If you do, please raise your hand and wave it around. Did the dogs pay dues?
Yes, my dog needs those votes.
We're not Democrats here, okay? We don't.
These 26
The official count, I understand, is going on in the back right now. Did you guys?
So, yes, the IABS meeting for this month will be the 13th, and it might change after that, but for this month we're sticking to the second Sunday as usual. Okay. All right, so the number is 641-715-3273. And the code is 4227, IABS. Yes, I'll send out an email.
I would just want to encourage any student who's interested in going to Washington Seminar to fill out the Washington Seminar application and submit it to the president by December 1st. So you can go on our website and you will find the application there. Our committee does definitely consider sending at least one student, and who knows, maybe more. The dates for Washington Seminar, by the way, are January 30th to February 2nd. Though for Illinois, we generally get to Washington the day before, so that's January 29th.
Also, NABS is sponsoring students to go to Washington Seminar. We do not know precisely how many we will, as well as our application is not live yet, but we encourage you to apply for that as well. Just go ahead and apply if you haven't had an answer from your affiliate, and then if you are contacted as a sponsorship winner, you can just say, Denise has already got it.
Yes. This is Bob Gardner. If anybody wants a Braille calendar, pocket calendar, 2017, come and see me. I have four of them left. Thank you.
All right, clarification on Washington Seminar. If you're going to represent Illinois, whether or not you get NABS funding, you need to fill out the Illinois application, please.
See, this is very encouraging. This should be very encouraging for you students. People are fighting over who gets to fund you. Okay, so we have an answer. One moment. So we do have the results of the election, and the winner of the board position for a year will be Aziz. Aziz, would you grace us with some words?
I thank you guys for electing me as one of your board members. Honestly, coming in here on Friday, I never knew that I would be this involved within 72 hours. So, thank you. You'll be hearing from me.
I'd caution, be very, very careful that the same thing happened to me, and look where I am now. Anybody in the NFB will put you to work if you announce your willingness. Yeah. A year ago, I was a scholarship winner at my first state convention in Kansas, and now I'm here as your NABS rep and serving as the treasurer of NABS. So So, yeah, I know. They get their claws into you quick. And Javon, thank you so much for your interest, and I'm sure that you will do a very good job for the organization throughout the year. Do we have any final comments from President Meyer?
It would be great if the new board could stay after a minute after the meeting. And as I said before, I look forward to being your president this year.
Is so is there any other items of business? Is there any old business or new business? President Meyer, do you have a specific meeting place in the room that you'd like your new board to gather?
Could you all come to the back middle table where I'm sitting? I'll say it out of the microphone so you'll have a better idea.
It's over yeah. Towards my voice, right?
Yes, over right here.
We're still in the business meeting.
All right. The IABs. Okay. 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 It has been moved and seconded that we adjourn the IABs business meeting. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. All right. The meeting has been adjourned then.
Okay, everybody, board over here towards my voice. Board over this way. New IABS board.